Dem Representative Jonathan Jackson, can't cut food stamps because inflation's so bad, but that's supply, not Biden. By Ian Henchett on May 25, 2024. On Friday's edition of Bloomberg's Balance of Power, Representative Jonathan Jackson, DEL, argued against cuts to SNAP benefits because people are aching due to inflation, but argued that's not Joe Biden's fault and there were supply chain issues. After discussing crop insurance, Jackson said, "Relevant remarks begin around 1:05:50. I've come to look at SNAP as food insurance and family insurance that the government uses. So, when people cannot do for themselves, I think the government should help them. When the people can do for themselves, the government needs to step back. Right now, people are aching. There's been auto inflation, there's been housing inflation. There's education, if you will, the cost of education inflation. But this farm bill doesn't even address the deal with food inflation. And so, to think that we could talk about taking $30 billion out of the budget to attack women and children, we're going to take a stand and we're not going to concede an inch." Jackson further stated, "Teehee, American people have a housing issue. That's becoming 50% of the average consumer's income. We're talking about the average car is now $40,000. That's going beyond people's reach. Student debt has now shaped an entire generation where they're having to make a decision between." Co-host Joe Matthew then cut in to ask, "This is why a lot of people are criticizing Joe Biden for high prices. Does he deserve it?" Jackson answered, "No. I think there was a supply chain issue. I think we're going through a structural readjustment that the American people deserve. If you will, an FDR moment, by President Biden to come and talk to the American people." Follow Ian Henchett on Twitter @IanHenchett.